Welcome everybody. Lightning Talks at Bits and Boimer. We're starting with AJ Hamilton, who is presenting visually perspective, visually impaired perspective on technology. Sorry. Welcome AJ Hamilton.
And that's your microphone. Thank you.
Okay, hi, really excited to be here. First lightning talk of CCC. My name's AJ, my pronouns are they, them. My email is on the screen, aj@martinh.net. And yeah, here's my talk, A Visually Impaired Perspective on Technology. So I would like to start by saying I cannot answer any questions about things like CSS or HTML because I do not have any design experience making accessibility features. Apologies, but it's the truth. Okay, so yes, I'm a visually impaired person. My condition is a rare genetic one that causes my sight to sort of slowly get blurrier throughout my life. And currently it's at a level where I basically use like zooming and stuff like that just to do anything with technology. And I don't use screen readers. So you may be familiar with screen readers, may not be, but basically they read out the screen for visually impaired people. So here I've got what my vision looks like. This is through a handy app, which I can explain if anyone wants me to. It's got a bit of a complicated setup, but it can simulate different vision levels for a few conditions. So we've got this here. This is me making this PowerPoint. And I've just realized I don't think you can see that well anyway, but basically it's not very good. Then you've got here, you've got a bit of Terraria, and you can't really tell what is going on the screen. You can't see where the inventory is, what's selected, anything like that. So some specific problems that I've highlighted as sort of day-to-day problems that us visually impaired technology users have. First one, I meant to hide that slide. fixed font sizes. So a lot of apps and some websites, but it is mostly apps for this problem, do not have adjustable font sizes. And especially some of them don't adjust to your system preferences, which is quite annoying because you know you do all this work to set up your preferences and then it's just ignored. And even the Apple Notes app, which Apple is normally very good, but the Notes app has no way of changing the font size. And then even when you do have adjustable font sizes, you can often get it to break like this. So we have here, we have three screenshots, one of Spotify where you've got some menu items clipping into each other, song names not being fully shown. You've got a laundry app in the middle, which is almost completely unreadable. And then you've got a Sainsbury's email there on the end, which has text just completely squashed into each other. It is really not very good. Alt text, that has come out interestingly. So alt text, if there's anyone who doesn't know what alt text is, it is a alternative description of an image for like blind, visually impaired people. So this was a tweet by Spencer Kelly, a tech journalist with the BBC. Now the tweet says, my dear friends came to visit today and their extremely gifted son provided this service free of charge. And it took him less than a minute. Now this image did not come, there was an image that came with this and it did not come with any alt text. So my granddad, who sent this to me, he did not know what was going on. Now eventually he managed to figure it out. It was this, a Rubik's Cube. Now, yes, it is very important to have alt text, and especially alt text generated by humans, because when an AI was used to attempt to generate alt text for this image, it generated a person wearing a red shirt and standing in front of a blue background. AI is not good enough for this. You need humans. And okay, as a summary, I've put together 4 points for sort of general, really basic things that can just make our lives a lot easier as visually impaired technology users. We've got number one, make your font sizes adjustable and test them to make sure that they work at all levels. Number two, always add alt text. Please, please, please. It helps so many people and it saves a lot of time. Number three, test all of your accessibility features and combine them. So for example, if you've got a colorblind mode and a dark mode, put them together and see if you get a disco. And final one, number four, keep your design simple and consistent. A simple design can be amazing because you don't have to go around looking at 20 different buttons trying to figure out what all of them do. And consistency means that we can actually work by memorizing what the buttons do, because a lot of the time we can't actually see what we're clicking on. We're just memorizing positions. So when your UI changes, it is a massive problem. Yeah, so try and keep UI changes to a minimal, or just better, make it accessible in the first place. All right, and thank you for coming. Yeah, my name's AJ, pronouns they, them, email on the board, and I will be around to answer any questions, talk about accessibility, if you have any software you want me to look at, anything like that. Thank you for listening.